sit in your outer room. Gesundheit, sit there with all your kelim. V'nevata l'hol l'ditu. And then Echnami, Shabbos morning, right before the bris, you'll be mevato your reshus to the next chotzer. So they'll be allowed to carry the hot water from your chotzer into their chotzer. But right after the bris, v'nahadru inu, v'nevatu l'elamar. Let them, after the bris, be mevato their reshus to you, that you'll be allowed to now carry out again from your house into the chotzer. Why? The Omar Rav holds halacha, mevatlin, v'choizrin mevatlin. And that's halacha like that. When you have two people living in the same chotzer, let's say, or here you have two different chaserim, I'm allowed in the morning be mevato my reshus to you. So right now in the morning it looks as if only you're living there and you can carry from your house into the chotzer into my chotzer. And after you have finished using the chotzer, then it changes around. You'll be mevato your reshus to me. So now it looks as if only I'm living here. And now I'm allowed to carry out from my house into the chotzer into the next chotzer. That's what Rav says. You could change around. I'll be mevatel to you, and later you're mevatel to me. So that's what the Rini asked Rav. If you don't hold like Shmuel, so Bazoi, what? You have to take all your kelim out of your outer room. Today you shouldn't be take out in the afternoon. No, leave your kelim in the outer room. And in case you want to carry out in the afternoon, enichanami, go to the people in the other chotzer and tell them to mevatel your reshus to you. So Rav answered back. Paho kishmuel thoroughly. As Rav answered back, in this machlekes, this punkt, I hold like Shmuel. The Omer ein mevatlin mechayzu mevatlin. That's what Rav says. Rav holds in this case that once I'm mevatel my reshus on Shabbos, I give up the right to use it, I can't get it back anymore. So therefore, Rav was makbid that before he was mevatel his reshus, he took out all his kelim from his outer room and made sure to put it into the inner room, because he shouldn't be over in Yisrael on Shabbos from carrying out from his house into the chotzer. Because there's no way to carry out once you mevatel it once, you can't get it back again. Drashi, the Omer Rav, mevatlin mechayzun mevatlin. That's Rav Talocha. Shnayim hadorim bechotzer achas. Two people live in the same chotzer. Two apartments open up into the same chotzer. V'loy irvu, they didn't make an erev chatzeris. Is mevatul zeh reshusel zeh ad sheyaseh tzrochov, until you do whatever you have to do, then the yachzeh zeh, v'yavatul zeh, you be mevatul your reshus to me, and I do what I want. Yeah. So he answered him back, Rav answered back, this much I don't hold like Rav, I hold like Shmuel in this punkt. But ain't mevatel mechayz mevatel. Fred the Gemara, how could you do that? The lav chod the taimu. Isn't these two svaris? Totally zeh zeh. The lav chod the taimu. My taimu ain't mevatel mechayz mevatel. What should be the svaro that once you mevatel your reshus, you gave up the right to use the chotzer, you can't get it back anymore. Lav mishum the chiv of the botle the reshus say once you gave up your rights to use the chotzer is a svaro like istalik lemi hocha legamri. Will look as if you're not in this chotzer anymore. It's as if you're in a different place. Your house now has no connection to this chotzer. We don't see you living in this chotzer. Memela the hevelake ben chotzer acheretz. It's considered as if you're living in another chotzer. And what's the svaro then? Shmuel's svaro is the ain bitter reshus mechotzer lechotzer. That's no svarim. Why, when you give up your reshus once, the other person can't be mevatla back to you? Look, we're only because you're from Shmuel svarim. That once you're mevatla, once you look like you're in another chotzer, and if you're in another chotzer, the locher is, ain't mevatla mechotz lechotzer. From one chotzer to another chotzer, you can't be mevatla your reshus. So now, Takasha and you Rava, hold, you could be mevatul, one chotzer to another chotzer. You are allowed to be mevatul your reshus. So once you can be mevatel your reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer, why can't you then be mevatel it back again later? Even though when you're mevatel once, you consider like in another chotzer, so what? Even if I'm in another chotzer though, the next people, the other person, he can still be mevatel his reshus back to me. So, il chortesira rova. If you hold, you could be mevatel mechotzer to chotzer, you chortesira should have to hold, you could be mevatel, v'chortesira mevatel. Because those svar where once you mevatel once, you can't do it, you can't get it back again, is because now you consider like in another chotzer. And the din is you can't be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer. But if you're going to tell me you rova hold like Rav, that you could be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer, so v'zoi, once you mevatel in the morning, why can't in the afternoon let them be mevatel back to you again? Yeah. Mar nami, loy nevatel. So b'zay monashrech, if you hold ein chayzer mevatel, because you hold from one chotzer to another chotzer, you can't. So the kash and you rub it then, even in the first place then, you can't be mevatel your reshus to the next chotzer, because it's from one chotzer to another chotzer. And the Gemara, no. And the Gemara, no, that's not the svara. Hosam hainu taima, you know what the reason why we say, once you give up your reshus once, you can't get it back again in the afternoon. The other people can be mavatal erushas back to you for new svarim. Ki heichi deloy lehevi milsa the rabbanon ki chucha biatlula. It's a svara that the things the rabbanon tell us to do should not look like a joke. If you're going to tell me that in the morning I'm going to be mavatal my rishos to my neighbor, therefore we look as if in this chutzur only my neighbor is living here, he's allowed to carry off his house into the chutzur. Then in the afternoon when he gets finished using it, he's going to mavatal his rishos back to me. It looks like now I'm the only one living in the chutzur. That looks like a joke. Like the monoshah, who is living here? You can't say in the morning you're living there, and in the afternoon I'm living there. That's a joke. So that's why Rav is moida that ain't mavatlin v'chayzin mavatlin. Once you're mavatl once, you can't do it a second time. Because that looks like a joke. But to do it once, you're allowed to be mavatl even from one chotzer to another chotzer. Therefore, Rav here, he was mavatl his chotzer to the next chotzer. Today, they're allowed to carry out his hot water from his chotzer to the next chotzer. That's muti, you're allowed to do it. But later in the afternoon, it's not mutta for them to mavatl their chotzer back to me, because it looks like a joke. That's the svara boy. Not because you came in mavatl from one chotzer to another chotzer. And Rashi says, Hosom, the enchazen mavatlim time alav mishum dehebu leke ben chotzer acheris. It's not because you look like in another chotzer. Elo mishum dehebu milu de rabbonis lechuchas choyk, but lulu letzonis. It shouldn't look like a joke and a laughter what you're doing. That's why he holds it's no good. So the Gemara Gufa. Rav Omar mevatlin v'choysen u'mevatlin. Not halacha like that, that if you have two neighbors living in the same chotzer, so if they didn't make an Erev Chaseris, in the morning one could be mevatl his reshut to his neighbor, providing they're both Jews, and your neighbor could use it, and then in the afternoon he'll be mevatl his reshut back to you and you could use it. That's Rav's din. U'Shmuel Omar ein mevatlin v'choysen u'mevatlin. Shmuel says no. You can't be mevatl v'choysen u'mevatlin. So the more what's the machlokes now? Leima Rav Shmuel pleplukta de rabbonim Reb Lezer kamiflagi. Maybe this is a machlokes in the rabbonim and Reb Lezer shita. So Rashi says, what's this rabbonim and Reb Lezer? So the more Rashi Rav the yomik rabbonim. Rav goes that rabbonim shita. So Rashi the yomik b'masdisin that they say osur lahachnis lohitzi loy for lohem. That when a person is mavatal his rishus to the other person living in the chotzer, you know what you're mavatl? You're not only mavatl the right to use the chotzer, you're only mavatl the right to use the chotzer, but your house still belongs to you. So therefore, nobody's allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. The Yamri Maslitsin, they saw your house, also lahachnes lahoitzi loy v'lohem. You can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, and your neighbor also can't. Even though you're mavatl your reshus, you gave your reshus to your neighbor, it's only the pshat is in the chotzer, you gave up the right to use the chotzer. But a person doesn't give up the right to use his house. So therefore, your house still belongs to you. And the chotzer now, and the other person's house, belongs to the other person. So you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, because it's like from one reshus to another reshus. The Amri, because the Rabbonin say, Hamavato reshus chatzeroi, loy did the reshus beiso. You're not giving up the right to use your house. Alma, what do we see here? Loy mispalak le'legamri. The person doesn't take himself out of here altogether. Lehevel leke ben chotzer acheres. Therefore, you're not considered like another chotzer, and that's why you could be mevatel a second time back. So that's Rav Svar. That Rav that says mevatel v'cheres mevatelin, he holds like the Rabbonin. The Rav, the Yoma Karabonin. Rav holds like the Rabbonin Svarah. That when a person is mavato gives up his right to use the chotzer, he only gives up the right to use the chotzer. His house, he's still living in his house. Therefore, he's still considered here in his spot. So maybe in the afternoon, the next neighbor can mavato his rishos back to you because you're still living here. Oh, Shmuel, I tell you, the yomik Reb Lezer. Shmuel holds like Reb Lezer. So drash, what's Reb Lezer for him? Drash Shmuel Reb Lezer. The yomik perik oista pasam yad vifuam, they say mota lahachnes loitzi lohem. No, even from his own house, the other person is allowed to carry out and bring into. Why? When you give up the right to use your chotzer, you're not only giving up the right to use the chotzer, you're giving up your right even to use your own house. So as if you're not here at all. So Melo, this whole house and your chotzer now only belongs to the other person. Therefore, the other person can carry out from his house into the chotzer, into your house. Because you're not considered in your house either. When you're mavatl, you're reshus, it's as if you gave up the right to live in your house also. So Mele Shmuel holds that if you mavatl everything, you're not considered in this chotzer anymore. Therefore, once you're mavatl, you give up the right to use even your house, you're like out of here. So Mele, now the other person, he can't be mavatl, his reshus back to you. Because you live like in another chotzer. You're someplace else.
and we're going Shmuel Mishitosa, he holds, he can't be Mavato from one Chatzah to another Chatzah. So the moral say, that's the Machloekes Rav and Shmuel. When a person is Mavato, gives up his right, isn't considered out of here Lagamri, as if he's not even living in his house, that's Shmuel Svarim. And Rav holds, no, he is still living here, he's still in his house. It's only the Rishus and his Chatzah he's giving up, that's all. So the Gemara name. At least the first Gemara now says this is not the Machloekes. Later on, we're going to see Rav Ashi says this is the Machloekes. Right now, the Gemara wants to be Matzke and say, no, maybe it's not the Machloekes. Omolach Rav, Rav could answer back, Anovi Yam Rafiluk Rav Elezer. Rav will say, no, I go even according to Rav Elezer. Even Rav Elezer's svar is that when a person is Mavatl, his Rishus, he gives up the right to use his house even. Therefore, the other person could even carry into his house. But the svar is Atkan Loikom Rav Elezer awesome, that Hamavatl Rishus Chatzeroi, Rishus Beisei Bittl. When a person gives up the right to use his chotzer, he also gives up the right to use his house. Why? Mishum de babayis b'loi chotzer l'dariyinshi. That's not the way to live. A person can't live in his house without using his front yard. So when you give up the right to use your front yard, it's a svara, you're also giving up the right to use your house. That's all. So maybe the other person now has the right to carry even into your house and to take things out of yours into the chotzer. Avul inyan is taluke. But if you want to ask me now, is this person mamish like an emtzias out of here? Like he's not even in this chutzner anymore? Mi omar? That we don't say so much. I mean, avadin emtzias, this person is still living in his house. He's still there. He's not going out of the house for Shabbos. It's only a svara that you gave up the right to use your house, you gave it up to your friend. So the hilchus erevim, we look as if your friend has a right to use your house. But lemaisa, are you still in your house? Yes. We don't consider you like you're out of this chotzer, and now if your friend wants to be mevatel his rishus back to you, we say no, it can't be, because you're not here anymore. So far we don't say, havad l'maisi, you're still living in your house. When you give up the right to use the house, it's only a svara, it's a shver svara darkam, even though you're living in your house, but I'm giving up my rights to you as if to say I'm letting you also use my house. So Melu, we consider the house as yours now, but that's only that you can carry in and out. But the Maisa, I'm still here, so I'm still called the Ben Chotzer. Therefore, Rav says, if that person changes his mind now and wants to be Mavatl, his Rishus to you, he could do it because he's still considered here. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, I could even say my Svara, that you can't be Mavatl back again, even according to Rabbonin Svara. That Rabbonin said, when you're Mavatl, your Rishus, you only gave up your Chotzer, not your house. And your house is still completely yours, and your friend can't carry out from your house into the Chotzer. So you see, you're still a Ben Chotzer. So why does Shmuel say then that the other person can't be Mavato back to you again? Ah, you're still living in your house? Ad kan lai kami Rabbanon hosemelo my de bottle bottle. Or the loy bottle loy bottle. Rabbanon svar is what you said, you said. What you didn't say, you didn't say. What did you say? You said, I'm giving up the rights of my Chotzer for you. That's all you said, more not. Your rights in your house, you didn't say I'm giving up to my friend. So the house like belongs to you, and your friend can't carry out from your house into the Chotzer. Avol mai de bottle, but I call upon him, whatever you did give up, so you should know, me ustalak legamri. Like from this chutzah now, you took yourself out of this chutzah. You said, now I have no right to use this chutzah anymore. So since you took yourself out of the chutzah, according to Shmuel, it's like you're completely out of the chutzah. So Mel, if your friend now wants to be mevatel his rishus back to you, we consider you're not in this chutzah, you're living like in another chutzah, and that's Shmuel Svarim, and the Rabbanim will never make a mevatel mechutz lechutzah. He can't be mevatel from his chutzah back to my chutzah. So the kids, each one, Rav and Shmuel, has their own svarim. Is it considered like you're really out of here? That's Shmuel Svarim. And Rav Svarim is, no, you're still here. Lamaisa, you're still living there. Even if you give up the rights for your house, but Lamaisa, you're still there, so therefore you can be mevatel back to you. Omer Rav Achar Bar Chona, Omer Rav Sheshes, Kit Tanoi. I'll tell you, this is the Machlokes Tanoim. Mi Shenosan Rishusoi. If somebody gave up his rights, Mi Shenosan Rishusoi. It means I was Mavato my Rishus to the people. Right? They have three people living in the Chosr. One person forgot to make the Erev. So on Shabbos, he's Mavato his Rishus to the other people. Now, Vohoitzi. And by mistake, on Shabbos, this person was Mavato his Rishus, started to carry out from his house into the Chosr. Is Bain B'Shoig, where they did it by mistake. Bain B'Meizid, where they really meant it. In other words, he wanted to be Chayzer, as if to say, I don't want to be Vatum HaRishus anymore. Oyster, he taka asked on the B'nei Chotzer, they can't carry out anymore from their Rishus into the Chotzer. Because, give Reb Meir, say out Reb Meir. So who you want to say Reb Meir's svar is, that Mevatlin, the Chayzer, the Mevatlin. Even though this person first gave up his rights in the Chotzer, but now when he starts to use the Chotzer, it's a svar, he's Chayzer. You see, he could be Chayzer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'meizid oyser. If the person does the b'meizid, mashma, that everybody holds. If the Mezid Yomamer start to use the Chatzar again, that's in the Mitzias, you're there. So you can't say now the other two people have a right to use the Chatzar as if the third person is not here, because L'maisa the Mezid is carrying it into the Chatzar. If you do it the Mezid, that's if a Svara, we see you're living here right now. That's not a Svara, you could be Chazar and Yabatolim. To Svara like Yabatolim is nothing, because L'maisa you're here. So that's a huge Svara, only if you do it the Mezid. The Mezid Oyser. Or the Beshevi Yen Oyser. If by mistake you carry out from Yas into the Chatzar, that doesn't mean anything according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mashenkin, according to Rav Meir, even if you carry out b'shegeg, you also like, that's considered like you were chayzer from your batola. So the more my love, b'ho kemiflegei. My love, isn't it like this, that this is the machloikis, b'ho kemiflegei. This is what the machloikis is between Rav Meir and Yehuda. The ma'as sova mevatlin v'chayzer mevatlin. Rav Meir says, even though once you gave up your rishus, you have a right to take it back again. So even though you only came out b'shegeg, but b'shegeg looks as if you're taking back your rishus. Or ma'as sova Rav Yehuda holds, no. No, once you gave up your rishus, you don't have a right to get it back again. So if you only carried out the shogeg, that doesn't mean anything. And if you do it b'mezid, Rashi says, that's some svar. If you're there b'mezid, that's like l'mais and the metziyah you're in this chotzer again. So that automatically breaks the heter. The kozman, you don't do b'mezid, we don't say you have a right to be chozer. Like, ein mevatlin mechozer mevatlin. Omer Rav Acher bat tachlifa mishmei derov. Loi, I'll tell you maybe, no, that's not the machloikis here. I tell you, the kula yam everybody can hold, ein mevatlin mechazin mevatlin. Maybe everybody holds that if you give up your rishus once to the other people, they don't have a right to give it back to you again. Once you gave up once, that's it. Rabbanim will never mesakin a second batolom that you can mevatlin back to me again. I was like, what's the machloikis here by shogeg then? For hocha b'konsu, or some said Russian konsu, not really kenas here, it's like a gzeirum. And the main one that made a gzeirum of shogeg otu mezid kemiflegi. That's the machloikis. We'll make a kenas a gzeirum that if we'll be matyu to carry out still when the guy did a b'shogeg, maybe we'll be matyu even when he does a b'mezid. That ma'asov a konsu shogeg otu mezid. That's what meis svarim. No, it's really, really, once your mevato gave up your right to use this chotzer, you can't get your rishus back anymore. So if you just carry out the shegig, that's like nothing. It should still be mutter for the other people to use the chotzer. I, why does Rav Meir say a saucer? It's a gzera. That if we matter when you do it for shegig, maybe there'll be matter who will do when you do it for mezid. And if this person that was mevato is rishus for mezid, goes out and carries into the chotzer, that's like a mitzias. Now you are back in the chotzer. Now you're here. So even though I'm mevatel, and even though I don't have a din to be chayzer anymore, but l'maiser I'm here. When I'm here, that zikha makes it us from the other people. So Rav Meir holds it's a gzera like. Well, Masov Rav Yehuda holds loikon to shogeg otu mezid. No, we don't make this kenas. So Meila, when you only carry out the shogeg, that means nothing. I maybe it's like you want to be mevatel. You can't be mevatel yourself back. Close the mind, you don't carry out the mezid. We don't see you mamish living in the chotzer. Once you mevatel once, you can't get it back anymore. Melech Gemara says that's not, this is not the machlokes whether you could be mevatel or not. Yeah. So while we have no raya from here, even though the ma'aseh l'alocha we do paskin like Rav that you could be mevatel v'chayzu mevatlin, even though you mevatel once, then later on in the day the other people could be mevatel back to you. Rav Ashi Yom Rav Ashi says this is back to the original machlokes. What's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? If you could be mevatel or not? Rav Shmuel beplukta the Rav Lezer Rabbanu kemiflegi. Rav Ashi liked the first terms that Gemara wanted to say. You know what the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is? If once you mevatel, could you get it back again? So machlokes Rabbanan and Rav Lezer. That according to Rav Lezer, you only gave up your rishus in the chotzer. You didn't give up the rishus in the bayis. You're still considered here. If you're still considered here, that's why they can mevatel give you back your rishus. But according to the Rabbanan, we say, According to Rav Lezer, when you give up the Rishus in the Chotzer, you give up the Rishus in the Bayis also. Therefore, you're not considered here, you can't get it back again. But according to the Rabbonin, if you only gave up the rights to use the Chotzer, that's all. The rights to use your house, you still have it. If you still have a right to use your house, we look as if you're still living here. If you're still here, then the next Chotzer could be Mavatlet back to you again. They could give you back your Rishus, because we still look as if you're here. Mavatlet. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa B'tzduki Yechot Shoyedari Mono. This goes back to the Mishnah. The end part of the Mishnah, let's look at the Mishnah again. Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the Perek, is on Daf, or Samach Aleph and Mabeis. Again, the Mishnah just said, a cloud was again, Hadarim Afkim, if you live with a Goy, the Chotzer, or you meet Shein Amoydeberv, or you live with a Kusi, Hareza Oysrolov, a Goy asks on you, and the only aids you have is only to rent from a Goy. A goy has no right to mevatel his rishus to you. There's no takon of bittul by a goy. A guy is only Yetzer is to rent his Rishus to use the Chotzer. And then we're going to write them that Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, the fourth line here, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa B'Tzduki Yechad, it was a Maisa with a Tzduki. Now a Tzduki, the Chur, is like a Machal Shabbos. A Tzduki is somebody that's not Makabal Teresh Abapir. He only keeps Teresh Abapir the way it says, and he's not Makabal Teresh Abapir. So maybe he's a Jew, so maybe he's not a Goy. So a Tzduki has a middle halacha. He has a halacha, you can't make an Erev with him because he's a Machal Shabbos. But I call upon him, he could be mevatel his rishus to you. So, Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa B'Tzduki Yechad, Shoya Dari Monu, B'Movi, B'Yerushalayim. He was living with us in the Movi in Yerushalayim, one Tzduki. Now, V'yom Alona Ava, my father told us, Mi Arova Oitzi Yasakelim L'Movi. You should know, the answer is, let the Tzduki be mevatel his rishus to us. Now, after the Tzduki is mevatel his rishus, fast. So Amalano Abba, Miro Bahitsi at the Kalim, the Movi, go take out your Kalim into the Movi, Achla Yaitse Vyasrulechim, before the Tzduki is like Chaiser and changes his mind and wants to take back his Bittl. So according to this Pshat is that when the Tzduki was Mavatl his Rishus, if we didn't do anything, didn't start using the Movi, he has the right to be Chaiser. Tzduki the next minute can say, I have Chazara, I don't want to give up my rights in the Chutz, I want to use the Chutz still. And then it'll be also for us to carry out from our house into the Chutzar. So the Eitzer was fast, we should go and use the Chutzar. Mashma, once we use the Chutzar, the Yidin go out and carry from the house into the Chutzar, then the person can't be Chutzar anymore. Now the Tzduki can't be Chutzar from his Batola, it'd be Mutter. That's Pshat and Reb Meir, that's the first sheet to hear. We have Yehudu, and Yehudu said a little different. If you don't have Belosh and Acher, Mi Haru V'yotso Sachechem, the father said, fast, do whatever you have to do, B'movi. Before the Tzduki comes back and offers on you. Because if Yehuda holds, even though we went and used the Chotzer, we took our Kalim out of our house into the Movi, after the Tzduki was Mavatla to us, still the Tzduki could be Chotzer on his Batolim. Whenever the Tzduki changes his mind and says, I want to use his Chotzer again, he could be Chotzer. So now the Yetzer is, fast, do whatever you have to do before the Tzduki changes his mind. That's the Machlokes from Mei and Yehuda in the Mishnah. When the Tzduki was Mavatla, his Rishus. And then we went and used the Chotzer, can the Tzduki be Chayzer or not? Rav Meir says, no, he can't. And if you hold, yes, he could be Chayzer. No, well, that's the time to come. It's a shallow, what was the Maisa was? That Rav Meir is saying, that's the way he learned this Maisa. And if you is saying, that's the way he learned this Maisa. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see if in the Gemara. So the Gemara now. Tzduki, Eshtin, Sprat, the Gemara, Tzduki. Again, Amr, Rabbi, Gemara, Maisa, Tzduki, Yechah, Shreya, Darimonu. But the Gemara, Tzduki, Man, the Chashmei. Who's talking about a Tzduki in the Mishnah? The Mishnah starts talking about a Goy, and a Mishain, the Moidaber, which is a Kusi. Who's talking about a Tzduki? And the Gemara Chasura in Mechsa Vachitoni, something's missing, this is the way it should be in the Mishnah. Tzduki, that somebody that's not Mekabel Teresh about him, is a Rehu Kenochri. He has a regular din like a Goy. What does a Goy mean? That he can't make an Erev with us, and the only way is only to rent off the Rishus of a Tzduki. Rabbi Gamliel Lama Noah, Rabbi Gamliel holds not like that. Tzduki ain't a Kenochri. Tzduki is not called like a Goy. Like we're saying now, Tzduki has a right to be Mavatl his Rishus to us. It's true, a Tzduki is not like Yisrael. He can't be Ma'arav in the Erev Chatzeris. It's not enough he can give a pass by us. If someone is a Mechal HaShavz of Ahesiyam, he can't put into the Erev. But our Koponim, he could be Mavatl, his Rishus to us. That's a loch, a Tzduki ain't a Kenochri. We'll soon see about a Mechal HaShavz, we'll soon see on the next Gemara. The Yom Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Maisa Tzduki Yechud Shoyadari Manu B'movik, Yerushalayim. There was one time we had a lot of Jews living there, and one Tzduki was there also. The Yom Alonu Abba, my father told us, Mi Aru fast, for Hoitzi Yasa Kelim L'movi, start using the Movi, take out your Kelim, Achla Yoitzi, until the Tzduki changes his mind, and also uses the Movi. V'yaser Aleichim. Yeah, that's the Yetzer. So once we use it first, then the Tzduki can't be Chayzer anymore. For the Gemara Akasha, for a time you learned in a Braisa, Hadarim Nochri Tzduki by Susi, or by Susi, that's also a type of a Tzduki, someone that's not Makabal Teresh about him, is Harei Elu Oysrim Elov, the Yasser on us. So this Satan is not a kashra, it's just a raya. But the Tanakama holds that a Tzduki is mamas like a goy. But Rabbi Gamliel in there, Tzduki, by Susi, ain't no Yisrim, no. A Tzduki is not like a goy. He does not answer on us to say that the only Yetzer is to make a Tzchirus rent off him. No, there's another Yetzer by Tzduki. A Tzduki could be mevatel his Rishus to us. Or Meister, the same Meister happened again, but Sduki Yechud, Shredar Imra Begam Leo Bemovi, Rishlayim, the Yomel Hemra Begam Leo, Lebon Begam Leo told his children, Veni, Mi Aru Vahoitzi Mashatem Moitzian, Vechnisu Mashatem Machnisin, Achla Yoitzi Ateva Zer, Vyasar Alechim, Shredito Rishus Lechem, Divir Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. Notice that once the Tzduki was Mavatl, his Rishus to us, so we have a right to carry out, and we should first carry out before the Tzduki changes his mind. That's the way Reb Meir learned Pshat the Maaser. We have Yehudu, and Reb Yehudu learns, no, that wasn't the Maaser. We have Yehudu, and Reb Beloshen Acheres. Reb Gamliel told his children like this, Miharu first, V'yosu Tzorchechem B'movid, Achele Techshach. But this Pshat is Friday, before Shabbos, carry out whatever you have to into the Mavid, do whatever you want to. The Yasser Alechem, because as soon as it comes Shabbos, you know the Stuki is going to answer on you. So according to this Pshat, Mashmut Stuki can't be Mavat Lizvashus to us, according to this Pshat. The Eitzah was on Friday, before Shabbos, do whatever you have to do. Because once it's going to come Shabbos, you know it's going to be Yasser. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learned Pshat in this Maisa. We'll soon see the Gemara of the Kasha, the Mishnah is not Mashmi like that. The Mishnah's Mashmi just said use it before the Goy is Chayzer, before the Zuki is Chayzer. But Mashma, before he's Chayzer, you could use the Movi. But the way this Rabbi Yehuda's Gerus is the Pshat, no. A Zuki can't be Mavat Lizrishus. And once it becomes Shabbos, it'll be Yosef for us to carry out. So the Maisa was carry out everything on Friday. Om Amar, we've learned before, Hoitzioi Mashete Moitzion. That he told them, carry out whatever you want to. Vechnisu mashata machnisim. Achlo yoytzi atoeva azer v'yasar aleichim. Before the Tzduki changes his mind. Lemein molechura, even according to Remei, you're telling me, the chimafki inu, that if first the Yisrael carry out. V'hoda mafik iyu lo yosar. And then the Tzduki changes his mind, it doesn't open anymore. That was the eighth according to Remei. First, on the beginning of Shabbos, the Jews go carry out into the Movi, and once we use the Movi, then the Zluki can't be Chayzer anymore. That's where Meir Shita.